Everyone, many scholars and progressives are reluctant to call Israel's actions in Gaza genocide. They will agree that Israel's behavior is abominable and condemnable, but nevertheless falls below the threshold of a genocide. Their reasoning may stem from partiality toward Israel, no matter what it does, from the belief that Hamas's brutal October 2023 attack must also count as genocide, or from a conception of genocide that must match the numbers of dead in the Holocaust gas chambers. But while the 1948 Geneva Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of Genocide resulted directly from the Holocaust, genocide in international law is defined by several other acts besides the extinction of an entire population. Here is how Article 2 of the Convention defines genocide. Any of the following acts committed with intent to destroy, in whole or in part, a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group, killing members of the group, causing serious bodily harm or mental harm to members of the group, deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction, imposing measures intended to prevent births within the group, and forcibly transferring children of the group to another group. Intent is the key motivation that distinguishes genocide from war crimes. Omar Bartov is a prominent Israeli historian and genocide specialist who has changed his mind and now calls out Israel for intent to commit genocide. In a New York Times op-ed, July 15, he wrote, quote, "Israel's actions could be understood only as the implementation of the expressed intent to make the Gaza Strip uninhabitable for its Palestinian population. I believe the goal was, and remains today, to force the population to leave the Strip altogether or, considering that it has nowhere to go, to debilitate the enclave through bombings and severe deprivation of food, clean water, sanitation, and medical aid. My inescapable conclusion has become that Israel is committing genocide against the Palestinian people." About 60,000 Palestinians, overwhelmingly innocent civilians, and including around 18,500 children, have now been killed in the Gaza fighting, according to Gaza health officials. The targeted killing of people as a group is genocide under Article 2A of the Geneva Convention. Two recent developments strengthen the case for genocide. One is Israel's weaponization of food assistance. The other is Israeli annexation plans following on the forced removal of the population. Minimal food distribution is causing hundreds of deaths in what can only be considered a deliberate effort to starve the population, in violation of Article 2B and C of the Convention. Feeding the Gaza population would have been possible if the method of food distribution had changed to allow for regular and abundant deliveries without a major Israeli military presence. But Israel has failed to take full responsibility, putting food and aid in the hands of a Gaza humanitarian foundation and its mainly American contractors. That arrangement has led to numerous deaths and injuries as crowds surge to get food and are then shot by Israeli Defense Forces soldiers, who are supposed to be there for crowd control. Food aid organizations have called for that organization to be shut down. The Israeli authorities know exactly how much food, measured in calories per day, the average Palestinian needs to survive. What is actually being allowed into Gaza is below the minimum. Starvation is the predictable result. A British surgeon who spent 3 weeks in Gaza helping the wounded says, quote, "We're at the point where people have been reduced to such a level of deprivation that they're prepared to die for a bag full of rice and a bit of pasta." The starvation policy may not simply be directed at weakening Hamas. I believe its chief purpose is to force the Palestinian population to submit to Israeli plans for its removal from Gaza altogether, a violation of the Geneva Convention's Article 2C and E. Forcible removal of large segments of the population has occurred several times already. Now there is a plan to establish a humanitarian city, quote-unquote, for Palestinians near the Egyptian border. Israel's defense secretary has ordered the start of planning on a camp that would house 600,000 Palestinians. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert denounced the idea, saying this city would be a concentration camp and forcing the population into it would be ethnic cleansing. These forced removals are part of Israeli plans for annexing the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. Israel is a party to the Genocide Convention and should be forced to comply with it. At a minimum, the U.S. and other governments supplying Israel with arms and military-related equipment must impose an unconditional embargo. No exceptions, no distinction between defensive and offensive weapons. The embargo should last until Israel signs a permanent ceasefire with Hamas that leads to the release of all remaining Israeli hostages. I'm Mel Gartoff for The Global Citizen. Thanks for listening.